Around 150 people, self-professed Jedi Knights, members of a fictional order made famous in George Lucas's Star Wars films, are attempting to found an official church of Jediism in the Czech Republic. The idea was inspired by a Facebook group of more than 30,000 people earlier who registered as Jedi in the census. And while that was largely an attempt at humor, the main organizer behind the project to found an actual church says that's no joke. Chris Johnstone has more.
"May the Force be with you" is one of the most famous of lines ever spoken in a science fiction film, alluding to the make-believe force governing all life and matter in the Star Wars universe. But the Force and the Jedi Order that learned to make good use of it is, after all, just that, fiction. Back in the Trek Republic on planet Earth, some who have shunned traditional religions would like to take things full circle, turning Jediism into a reality by registering it as a church with the Culture Ministry. While most are giving any chances of success long odds, Václav Pekarek, a university student in information technology and the initiator behind the project, says he'll do whatever is needed. A little earlier, he told me why for him Jediism was important and discussed why he didn't incline to more traditional beliefs.
"For me, the big difference between Jediism and traditional religions is that there you have one Godhead. In Buddhism, you have Buddha. In Christianity, you have God. And this is kind of a mix which takes from the different religions but is acceptable for us. There is also a moral code by which the Jedi should live, inclining to peace over anger and maintaining a calm balance, if possible avoiding conflict. It's very democratic, and those are principles the Jedi should honor."
The first step towards official registration is gathering 300 signatures, and organizers have already topped 150. But there are other criteria regarding tradition, beliefs and teachings which may prove more difficult to be approved by the Culture Ministry. For example, since 2000, 11 groups attempted to register new churches in the Czech Republic. Half or so were rejected. Václav Pekarek again.
"We are aware of the criteria. We have rules of the order written out, and we have a founding document which is ready, although there are some legal details that need to be solved. We need to be able to say when the belief in Jediism formed, whether in the Czech Republic or elsewhere, and where it was first mentioned and taught."
There are also potential legal issues with Lucas Limited over the company's IP, or intellectual property, which were faced by a similar organisation in the UK. Should the church in the Czech Republic ultimately fail to get off the ground, it won't daunt those who really consider themselves Jedi Knights, Václav Pekarek says. Chalk it up to a small disturbance in the force, really.
"We're prepared we may be turned down, in which case we'll try again. And again. And even if we fail, well, we'll still have our belief in the Jedi way." Václav Pekarek, I guess you could say one of the people behind the Jedi movement here in the Czech Republic. And I must resist wanting to say the Force is strong in you, young Skywalker, but you're not a Jedi yet.